You shouldn't let go of your friends. If they let go of you, that's fine. But you're going to see a lot of them for eternity. So you should be concerned about what they're going through and loving them, even if they're incapable of loving you at the time. However, if you haven't gotten over the rejection of your fifth grade girlfriend, that's a different story. You've got to let go of some situations and let go of some people. If your wife leaves you for another man, let it go. If your professor leaves you for another school, just don't buy his textbooks anymore. Give it up, you know, get it out of your system. Just let things flow. Let God reward you in His coin. Don't be seeking the rewards of this world. Don't be concerned about the approval of strangers or the approval of people who are in authority above you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't respect authority. You should. You should respect your parents. You know, whenever you go home, if you're there for a few days, clean up your room. Maybe mow the lawn. Respect people, love people, help people, but we're to follow Christ. We're not to follow our dad, not to follow our mom. We're not to follow our pastor. We're not to follow our church. We're not to follow our religion. We're to follow Christ. And when religion stops following Him and goes in that direction, Christ still wants you to go in His direction. When the affairs of political religions, when American Christianity is so much different than Christianity in India and Christianity in Africa, is so much different than one another, is it the same view of the cross? Or is it being colored and blinded by the culture, by the society that people are born into? Christ wants us to follow Him. He wants us to hear His voice, not hear the voices that brought us up. Kill those voices. Read your Bible again and ask God, what does this verse mean? Don't go, yeah, Pastor Smith said it means this. Ask God what it means. Don't read the Living Bible. Read a real Bible. Don't read comic book versions of the Bible. Read the hard version. God will explain it. You'll know what it means. If you don't know what certain things mean, maybe you're not ready this week to know, but you know, but if you'll get busy dying to your favorite selfish sins, the Bible will make a lot more sense to you. The Bible is about death and rebirth.